from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Caden Ellis steps in here now that practice is over for the Atlanta Falcons. Sits down with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to talk a little Falcons football. Caden, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're doing outstanding. And, I mean, you are your Green Dot guy, all those different things. If you don't know Green Dot people, he's the one who calls the defensive plays. You come over last year from New Orleans. You have your guy in here as a defensive coordinator. One year he's gone, new coordinator. How is this adjustment? Is anything being asked differently of you this year?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. It's my first time learning a new defense since being in the NFL, so I haven't had to do this since my rookie year. But at the same time, you know, once you've been in the league long enough, everybody kind of does something that's similar, you know, similar thing. You just call it something different. So Right. Learning the new verbiage, figuring that out, and most importantly, it's trying to get, you know, the relationship down with Jimmy and Ra and Barrett Rood, you know, my you know, guys that I'm kind of directly under. And it's been awesome. It's been great. You know, there's going to be a lot of similar things I get to do on the football field because that's what I've been good at and what's got me to this point. There'll be some new things too, and I'm just excited to do all of it.
What's the new?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get it. Okay. You'll see week one.
Okay.
That's a great follow-up, though. What's it been like going up against this offense? Obviously, last year in training camp, it's a different quarterback. It's some of the different personnel. You've got Kirk Cousins in here this year. What's that been like?
It's been awesome. I haven't been able to pick him off yet. He's smart. He knows where he's looking. He's working the underneath defenders, which is oftentimes a linebacker with his eyes, and then he goes the other direction with the ball. So he's super smart. He's a vet. He's been there. He's done it. And he brings just a great energy and leadership to the team. So it's been awesome working with him. Going against the offense has been great. It's, you know, kind of seeing that, you know, McVay tree, you know, coming over here with Z-Rob and some of the things that he's doing and putting together that is honestly a little different, but also, you know, similar to that. It's there's a reason that offense is, you know, so hard to stop right now in the NFL. And some of the things they do, it's just – it's challenging, which is really good to go against, you know, all camp. So it's been awesome.
What about the new addition to your defense? Yeah, I mean, I know obviously you would love your guys, and you'll never say, oh, we needed this help here. But you go out and you get a veteran pass rusher who's one of the best in the business. Where were you when you heard about it, and what was your initial reaction to it?
I was just sitting on the couch with my wife and kiddos. We were hanging out, and I scrolling through, and I saw it on my phone. I was like, dang. Look at that. ESPN just said this. So I was really excited. I've been a fan of Judon for a long time. He's a great pass rusher. Someone that, you know, is relentless in his rush, but not only that, he has some pretty fancy moves to go with it. So it's pretty awesome to have him here now.
Well, then they back it up the next day. signing Simmons to a free agent deal.
Yep.
And again, it's all on paper. It's not about who's being replaced or anything like that. But with those two additions last week, along with what you guys already had, how much better do you feel like the defense got last week?
You know, it's like you said, one of those things that, you know, you believed in yourselves already. We were going to be the best because that's the belief you have in yourself. But then you go get more pieces like that. It just adds to the overall talent and depth of the entire defense and playmakers. You know, that's what you want. That's what you need. And that's what's going to change games for us. Anytime our offense needs a little extra help, we got a couple more guys that have been there and done that and know how to do that. So game changers, and that's what excited. You know, I'm excited to have them.
Okay, now how did your role change from what you did in New Orleans to when you got here last year? Because I think the one thing that we all saw when they signed you in offseason was like
the sack numbers.
Yeah. So I was curious, how were you used differently then to what you're asked to do now?
So for early years in New Orleans, I was, you know, trying to work my way up the roster, sitting behind. And in that fourth year, I finally got a chance to, you know, get out there and go do what I needed to do. And it was a very similar role in it was off ball, first and second down. Okay. Maybe you're on the edge every now and then. And then come third down, let's mix it up. In New Orleans, I probably had a higher rush percentage on those third downs.
Right.
Compared to last year, it was a little more coverage. That's just how kind of things shook out with different game plans and, you know, just kind of how it shook out. But at the end of the day, I maybe got to rush a little more, but it was a very similar role. Just, you know, when you get to we call it Ruby, it was like a 5-man front. You get down and the linebacker can rush or he can drop.
Right.
And in New Orleans, I got a couple more rushes, so that's all right.
Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice wrapped up. Looking ahead to the season. Let's talk a little bit about Saturday. Obviously, you're not playing. A lot of the guys aren't playing. What is that day like for you, knowing that you're not going to play, but also still being engaged and sort of being a part of what's going on?
Yeah, it's just an opportunity to really get to sit back and watch the defense work. You know, you get to hear the calls come in, talk about it with, you know, Nate and Troy and Jesse and whoever else is standing next to me, and then watch our younger guys go out and execute it. And if they mess up anything, we can get them with it when they come to the sideline, almost like little assistant coaches. You know what I mean? Get the Microsoft Surface on the side after we go through the pictures. It's really just a great opportunity to see the defense work, to see it go up against another offense, and try to help your guys out however you can.
What is your thought process? We ask all the veterans that come here, especially on defense, about playing with two certain players, Grady and also playing with Jesse. Mm-hmm. Now, Grady missed a lot of time last year, but obviously he's back in the fold, and we know how good Jesse was last year. How does that relate? Because it's always those three levels. You're in the middle of the second level. What is it like being behind Grady and in front of Jesse back there?
Honestly, it's like when you go out there, you know they're out there. And there's a comfort that comes with that, knowing that you're playing with great players and knowing that they got your back. That's awesome. But honestly, the best part about it is you're just going through a drive, and it may be a long one, and those are just two guys that are going to make a play to get it to second and long, get the offense off track, and then all of a sudden you get to go, you know, take a break on the bench for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Those are two of the guys that just a TFL here, an interception there, a forced fumble here, a sack there. They're just those guys, or just a big hit. You know, Grady comes out of that stack when they throw a screen. He'll deplete someone quick. So it's just those types of plays that just re-energize, rejuvenate, and change the game. And then that's the best part of being with those guys.
Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis joining us here on the Midday Show. So no more joint practices. I would assume most of you guys aren't going to play on Friday. Who knows? Maybe, but probably not. So between now and Pittsburgh, with some new players on defense and all of that, what are the keys to making sure that you guys are ready to go against the Steelers as a defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got our periods where we go up against our ones, and those have got to be taken like the most important game reps that you'll get to prepare us. And then every other rep we get as well, maybe not as competitive in that sense where you're, you know, we call it Mamba, you know, you get really excited, you get going. You still got to just treat it like it's a game rep. You got to treat every practice and your preparation so that when you get to that moment, it's not a shock, it's not new, it's not different, you know what I mean? It's got to feel the same. When you get out there for week one, it's got to be, maybe the energy's a little higher. Yeah, the crowds are in the crowds in the stands, and that's going to juice you up even more, but your preparation and the way you prepare for each day has to be the same. And if you do that, if we do that, we'll be good.
How has it been for you personally? Because you said it earlier back in New Orleans, you were a worker. You're a guy who played in these games and mm-hmm. everything like that. That,
yep.
that these guys are. You talk about the young guy. What is it like for you mentally knowing? You know what? Because you're a competitor, you know what that grind is like. But now you're the starter and all those. You haven't lost the grind. But what is it like when you're sitting there on the sideline or knowing you're not going to play? How do you keep yourself in tune to the game?
I think, like I was saying, you got to, like, for me, I know I have to sit there, get the call, go through the call, make the adjustments. I say it all on the sideline as I'm going through it. And don't let a rep miss. Like, you know, get there. You know, as your old high school coach, get your mental reps, right? That's really what it's about. And you sit and you get the mental reps, and you go on the sideline after the drive when the offense is out there. And instead of playing fanboy, you sit down, you go through the surface and see, all right, what was done right, what was done wrong, what would be an adjustment we could make, and really play through the game mentally as you go through it.
What's it like for you going from one of the teams in this rivalry to the other? Because the fans don't like each other.
Yeah.
Falcons fans and Saints fans can't stand each other. What's it like playing for one team at first and now going to the other one now?
It's awesome. You know, it's just such a fun game. And, you know, I always say, like, every time I get home, my wife will show me some video of a fight that happened in the stands. And it's just one of those things where, you know, people bring a little extra juice. And getting to rep the red is special.
What's on the hat? I see team up with Compassion. Is that?
Yeah, Bradley Pinion's got some got us hooked up with Compassion International. Actually, someone that a company my wife and I work with, a nonprofit. They do a really awesome job, and we'll be going down to the Dominican Republic next
Sweet.
Year to serve on some people and love on some people, and we're doing it as a team. So anybody that wants to go is able to go with you know that's on the team, and I'm excited about it.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can I ask you a college question?
Yeah, of course.
I know your dad's a coach at Utah.
Yeah.
They got a good team this year.
Oh, they sure do.
They're in a different conference. How much do you talk with him just about how...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Much things have changed in college football in the last handful of years. As a coach, like, he's a part of all of that.
It's changed so much, and, you know, I've heard him and a few others call it the Wild Wild West. I'm not sure who said that first, but that seems to be a term that's going around, and everybody kind of agrees with right now. It's kind of up in the air. The NIL's crazy. The recruiting seems like there's no barriers on it anymore, and it's wild. So, you know, he's got his work cut out for him. At the end of the day, when it comes down to practice and snapping that ball, it's football still, and he loves it. He's out there. My little brother is there. He's a freshman now. So, well, you know, he's over there with him, and they're getting it done. I'm excited to watch that team go.
We're big Utah fans.
Well, Utes.
Because of the coach.
Well, they don't play Washington anymore, so I don't have to worry about
that. You don't have to worry about that.
There you go. Come on. You got Jimmy over here now.
Yeah, no doubt. And a bunch of Penix and everybody else, too.
We got a lot of Washington guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trice, Caden, all of them.
We appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, take care. Thank you. Healthy. Hey, thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate y'all. God bless.
Caden Ellis there, Falcons linebacker. Nice enough to spend a few minutes with us here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.